This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Well, we had an address from the president where he begrudgingly admitted that San Bernardino was an act of terrorism. Speaking 4 days after the San Bernardino shooting, this was, you know, this is his third Oval Office address. The last time he gave us one was when he told us Osama bin Laden had been killed. And this is where the president is supposed to step up and do something for your fear, if you have fear. He said this was an act of terrorism designed to kill innocent people. I am confident we will succeed in this mission because we are on the right side of history. The problem here is that this is coming from an administration where now if I get out there and say, or you or anybody, if any of us say anything against Islam, we're being threatened with the full force of the Department of Justice from Loretta Lynch. We have a president, the same president who keeps saying we're on the right side of history, is the same one that said we can, you know, the world cannot, we cannot exist in a world where the Elijah Muhammad or the Prophet Muhammad is allowed to be slandered. President said the San Bernardino attack was inspired by ISIS, but added that it does not appear connected to any larger network. Authorities say this was a Muslim wife and husband team that carried out the attack, and that the wife pledged allegiance to ISIS and its leader in a Facebook post. Now, I agree that social media does have some impact in everybody's day-to-day life. As a matter of fact, most of it is negative, as far as I'm concerned, but I don't know how much, okay, so she got on Facebook. You know, I get out there all the time and say, I like coffee. But what does that mean? That I, you know, that I'm posting that. What difference could it possibly make that I post that? But that, hey, that's what they're going with right now. Obama said there was no evidence that the shooters were directed by a terror network overseas or that the attack was part of a broader plot. But he did note that a couple had gone down the dark path of radicalization. However, this is the problem. You don't have to be organized by the chain of command of a terrorist network in order to be a terrorist. This is the allure of ISIS for the weak-minded that are out there that have a, you know, have an axe to grind against society if they're not Islamic already. And if they are Islamic, well, then this is just sort of taking the muzzle off of you, if you will. Like the mad dogs that I think they are. He acknowledged in his 13-minute address that the global terror threat has entered a new phase. He did not, however, get out there and say, you know what, I was wrong when I called them the JV squad. He did not get out there and say that I was wrong when I said I had them contained. He offered no new or specific changes to the military campaign in Iraq and Syria to defeat ISIS. He did, however, call on Congress to do a couple of things. He wants them to tighten America's visa waiver program and pass a new authorization for military actions already underway against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. That so far has been from the air. It's been a bombing campaign, non-combat U.S. support troops in Iraq, and roughly 50 Special Forces members in Syria. And he reiterated his call for tightening U.S. gun laws, saying no matter how effective law enforcement and intelligence are, they can't identify every would-be shooter. He said that such a move is a matter of national security to prevent potential killers from getting guns. Now, one thing about the guns that were used in this, the long guns, the Smith & Wesson and the DPMS, they were California compliant, which means they had bullet buttons. There was a lot of things missing from the gun that, you know, they had a 10-round magazine limit. I mean, they were California compliant. And that did not slow them down. They altered them and made them illegal guns to go out and do an illegal act. They were obtained legally. Although the long guns were obtained through a straw purchaser, nothing about that is surprising. The thing that's surprising is the fact that they're not really taking a big look at this Farouk kid. Because to me, the Farouk kid, being young and being American, to me, being young and American and of Middle Eastern descent and being raised and thought of as, quote-unquote, an American, to me, that makes him very low-hanging fruit for somebody that would like to take him and turn him into a sleeper. I don't know under what coercion apparently it was in his family that this might have been done to, because they're all professing shock that that young, quiet Farouk would do this. However, a professionally trained military person that was designed, you know, if his training is designed to make him a sleeper, folks, we've got them all over around us. They're called Delta. They're Delta operators around you all over. And elements of other things out there as well. Waiting. Now, gun law is not going to change what these guys are going to be capable of doing. First of all, we have the Sinaloas. Now, the Sinaloas, and we have all the drug cartels. Do you think if they have any problem supplying our drug habit here in the United States, that they can't just take those containers that can bring the drugs and turn that into guns if that's the way the terrorists wanted to be armed? Do you believe that? Obama's been criticized for years about calling them stuff like JV team and saying the Paris attacks were just a setback and all this other stuff. And I think Valerie Jarrett is sort of realizing the damage control she's got to go into, because a lot of people are not buying off on this. A lot of people are not buying off on this, and they're losing a lot of the liberal media, although the liberal media doesn't know exactly what to do. And this all on top, of course, from the stunning front page editorial on the New York Times, which they, of course, are still on the gun control camp, and they put that out about that. But White House is very concerned about the heated rhetoric from Republican presidential candidates about Muslims. He has implored America not to turn against Muslims at home, saying ISIS was driven by a desire to spark a war between the West and Islam. However, he also called on Muslims in the U.S. and around the world to take up the cause of fighting extremism. This is not for a war, Mr. President, and you know that already. This is to spread Islam. Either voluntarily and submissively or by force or die. One way or the other, we want to. That's what they're about. They're wanting Islam all over, a global caliphate. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. That's just something about that Joe Perry rip. On a Monday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on, like I said, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I have seen quite a bit of chatter in the gun blogosphere concerning, and I don't know if I get credit for this, but I've heard a lot of people out there saying that, asking, should there be ISIS welcome wagon bags? Should you be carrying an AR and more involved equipment with you in the car? Now, without a doubt, okay, you're going to have to think, you're going to have to think along the lines of being pragmatic about certain things. In the military, when I was in the military, one of the things that they really impressed upon me is that when we would deploy, we would overpack. We would over-engineer. Everything was overthought. And that was because one of the things that they took into consideration was variables that they couldn't foresee. As an example, during the Panama invasion, during the initial jump in, they jumped everybody in at 104% strength because they thought 4% of the people would break their legs. And they wanted to remain at 100% strength. Now, the ISIS welcome wagon bag represents overthinking a situation. However, there are variables that could present themselves where something like this might become necessary. Now, as armed citizens, you and I are going to be walking around, and we're going to be primarily carrying a concealed handgun, which this is the one I carry. Although yesterday I carried around the Glock 19 variant. This is my Agency Arms Glock 17 with flashlight, and I'm carrying it with two spare magazines. But, and of course, and that's what's on my person. And when something unfolds that is going to be, say, a limited attack, like the way San Bernardino initially started out, that might be all that anybody's going to need if it's in one location and that's it. However, and it's a tightrope, too. It's a tightrope we're walking as citizens. Because how is law enforcement going to respond if they're looking for heavily armed people and all of a sudden they see a contingent of heavily armed people? That's something that you have to take into consideration. However, that does not dissuade me from this course of action. Now, after they left the center where they did their shooting, that's when the variable came into play. Because they were roaming at that point. Now, while it would be nice to have at least a handgun to return fire, at the very least, you would want a rifle of some kind. Now, they were using AR-15s, which, you know, that's my preferred poison, too. And so, you know, I've been seeing all these. I don't think it's overthinking it, really, truly. I don't think it's overthinking it. And you've got to, I'm waiting to see somebody actually do some training along these lines. I need to get a hold of Fisher or Petty or Cowan, and we need to at least talk about it and maybe put a class together or something. Steve Fisher's actually a very brilliant idea. If he's involved in something like that happens in a shopping mall, like we have seen in Nairobi, Kenya. His plan is to use his concealed carry handgun to pop somebody and take their stuff and use their stuff against them. Because you're going to be entering this tall grass moment in the middle of a field with this. Is what you're going to be out there in this interim where the attack starts and the actual authorities respond. In that amount of time, where however much space time-wise is in between those two things, that's your operational space. In the case of a shopping mall, you're not going to have time to go to the car. You're going to have to deal with what you got. you're going to have to make some choices. Are you going to get your family and get out of there? In which case, you're not going to get your gear, put it back on, and go back in. I'm not advocating that. But then again, there's another dynamic that came into play in Nairobi, Kenya, because those guys were also roaming the parking lot. They got on top of the parking garage, and they were shooting people there. So, I mean, everything comes into play, and you've got to consider all of these things. So I guess the long and short of it is I'm going to continue to carry my ISIS bag. And I actually now have, wow, I have two versions of it. I have a very light version, which simply has my rifle. And fortunately, I had to break it down to get it into this. But it's relatively small, and the traveler's bag fits in that. And then I have a bigger bag, which I was looking for a bag that I could put an AR-15 into and not break it down. And I found it in a military-issue duffel bag. When I was in the military, they opened on the top. Now they open on the sides. They have shoulder straps. You can put a fair amount of equipment in there. And if you have to grab it and run, you can throw it on your back and run with it. And I've got, of course, the rifle will be on the top. So I don't know. You know, whatever you want to do is going to be fine, I think. But whatever you are definitely doing, be carrying at least a handgun. Be carrying at least a handgun and some spare ammo. Nobody's going to get onto you if you have change. I was at some event the other day, and I was talking about carrying a service weapon, and somebody crawled me for that one because they were saying that I was talking the people out of carrying single stacks if that was all they could possibly carry. And I was trying to think of why that would be. And then I just shut up about it because, you know, I can't think stupid. If you're in a gunfight and you have spare rounds left over, isn't that good? Of course, he claimed he could hit everything with his handgun, with each and every round, and I'm sure that'd be a one-shot kill, just like they do on TV. I will continue to carry the kit, happily. All right, folks, we're going to be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF SF53 and P231 standards. ProPure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA on Performance Studio Made in the USA. Let me try that again. I got that all messed up. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I can look out there and figure out how many, percentile-wise, the number of you that own a military-grade weapon is actually very low. And when I say military-grade, I'm talking about an AR-15. Out of 130-plus million gun owners, we know of, 8, 9 million of these things out there in the hands of civilians. Now, at this particular moment, the AR-15 market is completely truncated. Now, while I would advise you, if you're going to go out there and buy an AR-15, to take the time to do a little research and spend some money on a good quality weapon, realize this about what I'm saying with a good quality weapon. A good quality weapon is the kind that you can take out and shoot 2,000 rounds through it on a weekend and just need to clean it. That is not to say that something that costs less cannot be tweaked to that degree to where that works that way. Now, with the AR-15, you have two weak points on the AR-15. That is, this is if you've got a gas impingement AR-15. And that's the gas tube and the barrel. The barrel is where all the pressure builds up. The gas tube is not designed, you know, to... It's designed to fail. It's designed to fail to save the gun. That's why it's there. And they vary, you know, you would have to be really pushed hard to make one fail. You would have to drive the temperature, the operating temperature of the gun up to a very high degree. Not something you would realistically do even in combat. Now, this past weekend, Friday... because of the truncated market, my long-term relationship with Wyndham Weaponry is going to be over because of the market truncating and the niche that they occupy within the space of the AR manufacturers. Although they are coming out with a bunch of really good 308 rifles. But Friday, I received a Wyndham Weaponry SRC. Now, it did not look like this when it came. It had regular handguards on it. It did not have an optic on it. It didn't have this handguard on it, this trigger guard, or this vertical grip. Okay? This one is about as far as I'm going to take it, although I am going to replace the muzzle device. And I may put a serious trigger in it, but I don't need the serious trigger. The muzzle device, I'm definitely going to do. This very base gun can be had for like $600. And there are things you can do to this gun to make it run better to offset the weakness in the gas tube and in the barrel. Most of them are going to be ergonomic. They'll make you ergonomic helps with training, okay? If you can shoot it comfortably, you're going to train with it more often. If you have to get out there, if it's hurting your shoulder or something, you're not going to train with it nearly as often. Thinking about changing out the bolt carrier. I may change out the bolt carrier as well. But this is not a gun that I'm afraid to run out the door with. Now, there's a couple of things about it that is, the other AR I'm running currently is the Robar gun, which it weighs 5 pounds. 5 pounds. This one is a little heavier. This one is a little heavier. It doesn't have backup sights on it yet. It does have an EOTech optic, which if you've been following the news, you know that EOTech committed fraud. And they just had to pay the government $26 million. And if you're an EOTech optic owner, okay, unless you live... in a very hot desert or in a very, very cold area, you're never going to know the problems with the optic, because that's where the shortcoming comes, is in extreme temperatures. However, I will never buy another new one unless they get out there and change their quality control. I guess it'll be aim point for me, although I'm going to look at Vortex. I'm very impressed with Vortex. And that's the thing about an optic. When you're running an optic, you need to have backup sights on one of these things, because these are battery driven. Unless you're going to go out there and spend Trigicon costs, you know, then you're talking, in the case of this gun, you're probably talking twice as much as you pay for the rifle. Optics are, if they're battery operated, then you need to either carry spare batteries or you need to have backup sights and make provisions to run them after that. And that means taking this off and zeroing the gun with the backup sights. And for the backup sights, I just found out Diamond Head makes excellent steel sights that you can bolt onto these. Now they make them in polymer, and you can buy the whole set for $100. Right now, if you're looking around at the world as it is, and you're saying, oh, it's a dangerous place, Bill, and they want this, and they want that, and they want the other, and ISIS, and this, that, and the other, there's no reason not to own one of these. They are cheaper than they're cheaper than the Glocks that come pre-cut for the optics, the to be put on them. You can buy them cheaper. Wyndham Weaponry, they make an outstanding, outstanding base mil-spec gun. Mil-spec meaning that it's designed to run for this amount of time and this that amount of time. And these things are modular like a set of Legos. If you don't own one of these things, okay, or something like it, AK, nothing wrong with an AK. Thinking about I'm going, I haven't changed the charging handle there, DK, although I'm thinking about going with the Rainier one just because I like the way it looks. And that's the thing about these things. I can change this anytime I want to. Something like the Robar gun, which is, that's a brainchild of Robbie Bartman and Freddie Blish. I'm not going to change anything on it except the optic. But this, I can do whatever I want with this thing because I'm making it up as I go. And I'm going to start sending a lot of rounds. I'm going to take them both out and start sending a lot of rounds down range. John Farnham raves about the Robar gun. I guess we need to see just to be sure. Just to be sure. But the Wyndham gun, I mean, there's not much stuff you can do with the Wyndham gun. And regarding slings, I'm using the Vickers Tactical 2-point sling on the Robar gun. And on this one, I have had for the longest time an SOE single-point bungee sling that I've never run, that I've always wanted to run, that I'm going to run with this gun. So, things just, you know, the experiment just rolls on and on and on. And if nothing else, if I never use this, if I never have to use this against ISIS or anybody else, I'm going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to meet some of the greatest Americans that walk the planet when I go out here and train with this thing. And that's always a good thing. True fellowship is a great thing. So, join us, by all means, join us. Why, I may even build another AR-15 pistol. Just because I'm in the mood. We're going to be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, you would listen to the talking heads at places like MSNBC, which I really don't recommend that you do that. If you're a logical, patriotic, conservative American of any persuasion, any color, any gender, I would never recommend you do that. Especially if you like to watch television, because you'll probably break your television. But if you were to listen to them, we are gun fanatics, and we have this oozing bloodlust that hinders the progress that they try to impose upon us at every turn. And as gun sales continue to climb, and more guns are being sold in America, they're disgusted by America's thorough rejection of the illogically conceived principle that guns create violence, or more violence. And that's, and the reality of that, and we've known this for quite some time, and we just had this, you know, backed up one more time. In reality, the exact opposite is true. The polite society that everybody's looking for is established by more guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. This helps create a safer society. And that fact is so clear that even the FBI has to admit it. And a new report from the FBI shows that as gun sales reach all-time highs, violent crime rates continue to drop, which is something that is out there. It is making the rounds, and yet they continue to get out there and say, preach the lie. I got an email from one guy that sent me an article, Craig in Pennsylvania, if you're listening. I did read that entire article. One of the parts of the, you asked me what was wrong with that article? Well, one of the parts of the lie in that article is that states that have stricter gun laws have fewer gun deaths, which that's a lie. Out and out lie. Now, A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart summarized the FBI findings on November 10th. The FBI released a report showing violent crimes in 2013 decreased 4.4% when compared with 2012 figures, and the estimated number of property crimes decreased 4.1%. That slide continued in 2014, albeit at a lesser pace in some categories. At the beginning of this week, as an example, the FBI released numbers showing that murder fell by 0.5% compared to 2013, which is a 3.2% decrease from the 2010 figure and a 14.9% drop from the number in 2005. Robbery decreased 5.6% from the 2013 estimate, 11.7% from 2010. The figures for 2014 represent a 22% decrease from the 2005 estimate. These decreases follow in a year in which the number of background checks conducted for gun purchases broke records. Additionally, the decreases in murder and robbery took place in a year in which gun sales continued to be so brisk that a background check was conducted almost every 3 seconds on Black Friday. CNN reported that the average of almost 3 background checks per second was nearly 3 times the daily average seen throughout the rest of 2014. On April 8th, 2015, the Washington Times reported that the 2013 surge in gun sales forced manufacturers to make 10.8 million weapons that year just to meet demand. That is nearly twice as many guns as manufacturers made in 2010. Yet, 2014 figures show murder has fallen 3.2% since 2010. Robbery's down 11.7% since 2010 as well. While those statistics are fantastic, it's not something that we didn't already know. And we see examples of this even in formerly rabid gun-free zones. Last year, after Chicago was kicked dragging and screaming into allowing for concealed carry permits, they enjoyed the lowest homicide rate they'd seen in 56 years. It has gone back up a little bit. Still, the left likes to pretend that this continual pattern is merely a coincidence. But the fact of the matter is, and I love to borrow phrases from them. Well, let's steal one from Al Gore, the science is in. Or from them, the debate is over. More guns in the right hands, that meaning you, the law-abiding citizen, not only enables citizens to better defend themselves in their community, but the publicizing of this data sends a clear message to would-be robbers, rapists, and murderers. And that is, we're packing a gun. So maybe stealing a TV isn't worth it. It isn't worth it. Is it worth your life to try to rape me, Mr. Rapist? Is it worth your life to try to carjack my car? A friend of mine wrote an interesting Facebook post. Big T. He wrote an interesting Facebook post. He said that you're welcome for me carrying a gun in the grocery store when you're too busy to look up from your phone. If somebody comes through that door with a rifle to shoot up the grocery store that you and I are in, I will step forward and I will try to make a difference. And I may die before I ever pull the trigger, but I will die fighting. I make your life safer, and for that, you're welcome. We are the class of the planet. The armed citizens are the class of the planet. And other parts of the planet are looking at us today and saying we need our citizens to be this way too. And they're saying this in light of the Arms Trade Treaty. They're saying this in light of, in some cases, a totalitarian bent in their government. They're looking at what they've done, and they're admitting that what they did is probably not the right thing to do. I'm still waiting. I've got one station that I'm told likes the show. In the Virgin Islands. Virgin Islands, of all of our island polities, has the highest murder rate out there. Why doesn't the government of the Virgin Islands trust the people of the Virgin Islands? Why wouldn't you trust them to defend themselves? Apparently, you're not doing a very good job of getting there to keep the crimes from happening, and I'm getting sort of tired of reading about, you know, some of these people listen to me. I don't like the thought of them being victims. So, all of these places that have all of this draconian stuff in place, you guys need to pay attention to what's really happening. Don't pay attention to the hype. The hype is a lie. Don't pay attention to the vacuous Shannon Watts or Michael Bloomberg as he's looking at a big, thick wallet, or Barack Obama, who just wants everybody to be a Muslim. Don't look at any of these people. Look at the statistics. Dry, uninteresting, not sexy, absolutely factual. Look at those and base your decisions off of that. Stop basing your decisions off of the glitz. The glitz will get you killed. The glitz will get you killed. I like being a member of the group, of the armed citizens of the United States. But we are. We're the class of the planet because we stop more things than are caused. The things that are caused by a minority of people, professionals or gangbangers, either professional lifelong criminals or gangbangers that won't live to be 30. We're doing nothing about them. It's okay for you to kill yourselves if you're a gangbanger. Did you know that? I don't share that opinion, but that's the way the politicians treat you. You should look at that really hard when you're making these choices. So, that's the other thing. That's like what PW is saying. When I was in the Army, my job was to make the other guy die for his country, not me. Not me. And while I may not be fighting for my country in a self-defense situation, I'm fighting for me. So if somebody decides they're going to be a, you know, mugger, a violent mugger, doing assault, just likes to shoot people, that's his line of work. One of the occupational hazards has to be perforation while on the job. We're going to roll into hour number two on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.